You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If only it was as easy as saying that ships founder and people flounder. Done.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Anne, you know, I didn't realize that founder could be a verb until, well, right now, actually.
We got an email from Joellen asking if we had ever dealt with the founder-flounder question. And I thought, we must have dealt with that because that is one that I always have to think about if I'm going to use either one of those verbs to see if I'm going to get it right. But in fact, we had not. So Joellen, thank you so much for putting this back on the radar. I tend to use it if someone's asked me a question and I am struggling to answer, I want to say I floundered, but I can never remember, did I founder or I flounder? The answer is I floundered. So let's unpack these two. Founder comes from French into English, from the French fondre, which means to submerge or to plunge to the bottom. Merriam-Webster Dictionary gives us an easy way to try to remember that. They say, when something founders, it loses its foundation.
Okay, so the bottom comes out.
Exactly. And that founder and foundation, of course, go back to the same root. So that's a way to remember that founder means to sink, for the bottom to fall out. So ships founder. Now, where it gets complicated is that founder can also mean to stumble and fall. Horses founder, and it can be how they go lame. Founder can also mean to fail. So, for example, marriages can founder. And with that failing part, that's how it gets closer to flounder, which means to move clumsily, to struggle, to not make very good progress. So you can see why people are confused here. American Heritage Dictionary has a wonderful sentence in their note on this. They say, if John is foundering in Chemistry 101, he had better drop the course. If he is floundering, he may yet pull through.
So flounder is the better option, is what you're saying, basically.
Certainly in a course. Now, as we think about these FL words, it had me thinking about two other words that get confused, flout and flaunt. Do you easily keep these straight?
I know what flaunt means, and I can keep that straight. So since I don't really know what flout is, I guess the answer is yes.
Well, flout we tend to use when we're talking about rules and someone who is not following the rules, and they are flouting the rules. Where does flout come from? The answer is probably flutes. And for anyone who knows a flautist, a very dear friend of mine is a flautist, you will suddenly say, oh, wait a minute, flautist? To flout. Most dictionaries will say it probably goes back to the Middle English verb that was for playing the flute. Exactly how it got from playing the flute to mocking someone, we're not entirely sure. But by the 16th century, flout means to express contempt. And that's how we get flouting the rules, not following them. Flaunt, as you say, you know, that's more familiar, displaying one's
kind of showing off.
Showing off. But you can imagine that if you're showing off and maybe a little obnoxiously, you can kind of think, well, if you're showing off, you don't have to follow the rules. So you flaunt the rules. You will see flaunt the rules in a lot of places. But in terms of whether that's acceptable, I would say for right now, be careful. American Heritage Dictionary surveyed the usage panel in 2009. Listeners may remember that I'm on that panel. And in 2009, 73% of the panel rejected a sentence in which it was flaunt the rules rather than flout the rules.
And when it comes to language, you never flounder.
Or at least I try not to let people see it.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.